Alright guys, I'm losing tonight. I'm my name's Ben. I haven't memorized the primer, so I'll just read it to you guys. Welcome to Serving the People's Weebly Meeting. We are a nonprofit organization that hosts weebly in-person meetings, providing a space for collaboration and discussion. We meet here every Wednesday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tonight's format is going to be round robin. And then, is anybody new here? You can start first. Just introduce yourself to the group.
Hi, my name is Gal. my friend Maya comes here.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so, and she's been just telling me to come every single week since I got to New York. So this is my first time.
Welcome, both of you.
Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, I'm Bailey. I'm friends with Alex. He invited me here today. He said it was an artist meeting, a circle talk. So I was like, that sounds interesting. So I decided to come with him to see what it's about. Yeah.
Welcome. Happy to have you.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. We have a WhatsApp group, so you can ask most of the other people here. They have the link to it. Okay. We have no membership fees or requirements. STP is a nonprofit and thus reliant on the support of our members and friends to keep these meetings going. If you feel you benefit from them and are in a position to contribute, then please go to our Venmo at Serving the People, and I'll also pass on this cup.
The Venmo's on the cup.
And then after the meeting, please do not congregate in front of the building so as not to disturb people who live upstairs. Feel free to use the corner. We ask that during the meeting you be respectful of others and allow for everyone to have an opportunity to share. And then lastly, make sure to put your chair back at the end of the meeting and throw away any trash you have brought in. Okay, that's it. anyway, so tonight we're doing round robin. We're just gonna go around and have everybody share like something they want, whatever they want to share. I'm gonna start off by passing some stuff around. Does anybody want to start it off?
Yes, I could. I had someone from, I'm James. I had someone from this group who's a curator come by my space. And Dean was there. So Dean's been making some sculpture. And it was an interesting experience because the art that this curator wanted is not the art I really make. They just pointed at something, they're like, what's that? And it was a foam key I'd made for like a protest, open your doors to the unhoused people in 2020. It's just hanging above my door. That's so interesting. It evokes these feelings of childhood or something. It's just like kind of annoying, but also it's like something exciting about art is you can't control how people relate to your work. And then I'm like, well, like, look at these paintings and these drawings. They don't move me. Just wanting to, like, look at this foam key. And he's like, can you make a bunch of other foam objects? And, of course, you say yes. But it's also just, like, that's, I think, why, like, you look at the art world and a lot of the things look really strange because it's not even necessarily what the artist wants to make. But sometimes there's institutional pressure to make different things. And I also think about The Painted Word. It's a book. Was it by Forrest? You know, uh-huh. It's like, but that quote that you told me where contemporary art was designed to make the person standing in front of the art more interesting than the art in front of them.
Oh yeah, no, I forget who said that, but they were saying it about minimalism.
Minimalism, but I think it can apply to a lot. So it's like, but it's still, it's useful encouragement. And then finally I deinstalled a show from a jazz club that I've been mentioning, and so now I'm on to my next adventure.
Yeah, that's cool. You said something strange, right? You find something strange. I think like sometimes it's interesting to consider the opposite. Like, it's not strange. Like, try to intern like, because I've been reading about like DBT dialectics. It's about like synthesizing opposites. So, and then considering other perspectives. So if your perspective is always strange, like try to consider, okay, what other perspective makes it not strange?
Maybe so, I meant to say estranged.
Yeah. Estranged. No, I'm not saying your perspective is not widely understood.
Yeah, like the dialectical.
Yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
like you know, my thesis, then the antithesis, and then
yes.
the synthesis
mm-hmm.
of those
yeah.
two viewpoints and two. Yeah, definitely. It was exciting nonetheless, and if yeah, no one else has had like studio visits with curators, it can be like a both very exciting and also sometimes infuriating process because you've spent time on specific things that you are excited about and that might not even be what they're interested in at all. So
do you know what you're gonna lead into with the other foam?
Yeah, a pencil sharpener, swimming goggles.
Love it. Oh yeah.
Yeah. They asked me if I could make a pencil sharpener that could be sat on. So I'm like, you're going a little too far. I don't know what you make.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I'm like, does it need upholstery? This is going this way.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Should we go that way or that way?
Up to you.
You
yeah,
next.
Okay, I beg. I want to hear from this guy.
I'm Forrest. I'm a painter and a sculptor. And I recently saw the Joe Bradley show at David Swartner. I've been thinking.
Welcome.
I've been thinking about that show and those paintings a lot recently. I don't know if anybody has seen it. If you haven't, it's a big recommend. I think they're really successful paintings. Like, looking at the paintings he's made previously, there's like the modular paintings, which are these monochromatic canvases that were just like going together into different compositions. And then there's he's just done so much different stuff in the realm of abstraction. These paintings feel like a really successful synthesis of some of those different modes. And they also feel really like honest in a way that's refreshing to see.
So
I've been just thinking about those paintings a lot.
Let's go.
My name is
Roland. I'm a photo, video, content creator, and lately I've been just doing too much stuff. And I'm kind of crashing right now because I didn't sleep last night. So far I'm still pulling out the work, but just not feeling well much. But still everything is great. So just gotta like go home after this meeting, have some rest, recover, and like you know get the shit together, and keep pushing. But so far everything's been good, and I don't know. I got some VR goggles with me today, but my phone is. Not pretty much capable to like really show any, you know, VR content on it. So I'll probably like pass it to the next meeting. So since last meeting I made the video on the 360, so I wanted to show like how cool that would be in VR goggles to see. Mm-hmm. But let's keep this exciting until the next meeting, I guess. This is brilliant. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm Claire. I am a video designer. I animate content for theater and concerts. And I'm going to say something that sounds like a flex, but I have a deeper point. Basically, I've been a theater kid my whole life, and this week, my first Broadway show, not that I just, like, I was just on a team, it got, like, the most Tony nominees, I guess it got nominated for the most Tonys of any musical. Right now.
Let's go, Claire.
Thank you. That's cool. I mean, on a team.
You're part of it.
Yeah.
It's huge.
But the sad part is like, I feel the same way about it as I feel about, you know, the three little shows I'm doing next week that are all, like, experimental, like, one-woman shows where I'm getting paid, you know, $500 to do stuff in a basement. And I feel the same about all of them, which is, like, bad. Like, not bad, but just, I just look at it as skills that like, I could always do so much better, you know? And I'm like, okay, so this is technically the top of where this career field can go. And I feel like I didn't do well. So I'm like, is that just gonna be the rest of my life? And like, maybe that's a good thing, because then I'm gonna be motivated forever. But also maybe I'll never be satisfied. Mm-hmm. And like, maybe that's okay.
Yeah, I think.
But I don't know.
I think it depends on how much you get to express yourself in those jobs.
I will say yes and no, because I also really love design because I don't have to express myself.
Yeah.
Because everyone who does like art, yeah. Like that's too intimate, that's too personal.
Yeah. Not me. No. It doesn't mean like express your emotions. It could be express your technique, your skill. So like, you I think what you're saying, it sounds like you need something that engage your skill fully, like challenge, so that when you do it, you're like, oh shit, I did something new.
Yeah, maybe. But then every time, and this is probably just a problem that I have, but you guys know when you like challenge yourself and you do something and it's like, oh, it's not cool because I did it, you know?
Yeah, once it's done.
Yeah. It's always a cycle, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think that's where like the artistic, you know, process comes into play. Like, you may never be satisfied with the final product, but if you can love what you're doing when you're doing it, it matters less.
That's true.
Like, I think, like, for me, work, once it's out, really, genuinely, I feel almost nothing towards it. Like, I can feel proud for a second, be like, oh, that was sick. Like, I'm glad, you know, I did that, but I'm kind of, I love the making of the thing, and that's why I'm, like, really into this, like, making my archive as big as possible and, like, every different medium, all these different things, and I put everything fucking out, like, as quick as I can. I take my time making the thing, but once it's made, I want to get it out because I love the process of it. Like, I love writing a song. Once it's out, I'm like, okay, you know. So I think if you love to design, you're gonna love to design. You just might not love what it is.
Yeah, when it's
done. You know what I mean?
It's all about the process. Yeah.
I also have a two cents on this of like, if you made something where you're like, this is the one. This is truly as good as it gets. The path forward from there would be horrible. It's all downhill.
That's true.
You know, so like, so each time walking away wanting more, that's like, that's a really good place to be. And I feel like that's how good things are made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the conclusion is just that there is no outward validation that will give you that feeling of like, oh, I made it. It's, you kind of have to make it yourself. I think, which is the worst for me, because I'm obviously my toughest critic. I think we all are our own toughest critics. And I'm like, oh, so now I gotta impress me. That's some work.
I think it also depends on what kind of work. Like some work you like people create, like it's like keys of perception. So it's not about like being perfect. It just like it hints at something deeper. And then when you visit it again, you can visit it again and again and always, and then apply it to different things. So it's like, it's, you discover something that's like mysterious and like, I don't know, that I think like you can always go back to that kind of thing.
I wanted to say something. It's like something has popped in my head. It's like, may we never find it, you know, like that validation or that thing, because I feel like, as Danny said, once you find it, it's like over. It's like Indiana Jones, find like the treasure, and then like everything's just like, now you're running away for the rest of your life, you know? Like,
I feel like the celebrities and whoever is like really reached the top, like they get to the point where it's like, what else is there to do? And when we all can witness how they kind of like a little bit like come on out to the side. So yeah, maybe the devil point is in the process actually. Yeah,
James, you have something?
I was just going to ask, how do you feel when you see other people's plays and productions? And is it possible to like step into that outsider perspective when looking at your own work? Or, and do you hold other people to the same judgment you hold yourself?
Honestly, yeah. I do. I go and I'm like, I wouldn't have done that. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. And in that process, like, it makes me think about how like we make art not to make art, but so we don't have to. Mm-hmm. Like in that way, it is like a normal job, because really the reward is not making the art, but more so like the person you cultivate and like all of the skills that you cultivate, which can be applied to just like hanging out with your friends and family, or, you know, the ability to observe life and not have to produce. So
yeah, that's a brilliant.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good games.
It's great. Yeah. And can we see your basement shows or?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. I'll put them in the chat. They're varied and very weird, but yeah.
I'm Jackson. I have this like ongoing 1,000 portrait project on guest checks that I'm doing. I'm at almost 350 now. And I think, I don't know, one of them I feel like I sort of like little messed up on, but I don't know. It still looks it, but you know, no one will actually notice the little errors in it, but I could see it. But it's still gonna be like 1 out of 1,000. So, I don't know. I feel like I might need to be a little bit more disciplined again on it, but it's all good.
Damn, whoever's guest check that is gonna be a big seller in the day. Whoever's portrait that is, oh,
it's rare.
Yeah, what happened to it?
I just
want to say,
if you don't mind.
I just when I was like isolating the background, part of it was not isolated.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Oh, that's kind of cool. You got a background.
Yeah. You could, if you like. Yeah, you could find it.
It's just like a trait. No, it's like a trait. It's a part of it.
Right.
I have a question. Has your, I guess, your approach to seizing the opportunity to sit with someone for a portrait, like, has that changed since you started this?
No.
Is this all in the same place?
I'm going to ask you for a portrait later.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a lot of people in here already, so everyone knows the process a bit. Yeah. So it's like a different technique of
how it's been the same since the first?
Sort of been the same since the first. Maybe a little bit in, like, you know, when I take your portrait, I take a photo portrait of you, and then the process of it sort of have been relatively the same.
I see.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
One
meeting, I think you brought out a couple of them, or a few to pass, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. Very cool.
Hi, Alex.
What's up, y'all? Alex. Let's see. Yeah. Kind of just grateful to be here, to be alive right now, and just like, I guess, to know the people that I do. No, and I want to get back into writing stuff again.
What kind of stuff do you want to write about?
Really, I just want to write for film, but like also just like, you know, stuff that people could read. Just like, maybe just stuff that like has words in it. I haven't been using my words how I want.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like tweeting so much, I guess. It's like my new word outlet. But like, maybe if it was like a different medium, could like build it out a lot better. I used to write a bunch, but I've just been like focused on like painting and like all that other stuff, music. So yeah, any of you are writers, I don't know if like writers get together. It's kind of like a lonely activity.
Wait,
you see they get together.
Yeah. Well, we got together there.
Are you in the main chat of the SCP?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think people have a lot of sun discussions over there.
Maybe writing.
I just feel like there's a culture around writing that I never personally liked. Maybe because I wasn't really in it.
Yeah.
But you know, it could be cool. Like, I just want it to feel like something that I would like. I don't know. But maybe it's out there, I just don't know. I did a Sunday salon, and that was pretty cool.
You
that
killed
was,
it.
Thanks.
That was really awesome.
Yeah.
It's like some poetry group?
It's like a poetry group. Yeah, and I will say this. I don't even like poetry. I don't. It's kind of like one of my least favorite mediums.
Yeah, I think poetry is a wide category. Like when we think in terms of category, like we think, oh, if we like poetry, then we're gonna like every poem. But most of the poems, you only like few poems. You only like the poems that you like. But there's a lot you don't like. So I think in terms of category, like yeah.
If it's good, and I like it.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever heard that quote? I think it's by Ethan Hawke, where he talks about nobody wants to read poetry until their mother dies or until somebody breaks their heart. Like, it's this context that you don't have until you need it, and then it's like what you need in the moment. So
yeah,
I think that nice. Might be poetry for you.
Is this someone's exhibit?
It's an exhibit I was just at, so
yeah,
I thought
I forgot
cool.
about that. I wasn't.
I mean, it's gonna happen for 2 months now.
Yeah, but I missed the opening night.
Yeah.
My friend was gonna pull it.
Oh, you'll see in a second. It's a really cool exhibit.
Yeah,
by an artist from London.
What's up? Hi. This week I've been pretty anxious. Right now I'm a sophomore in college, so like I've been taking my finals. I've been having a lot of business and finance courses. And I might have like failed one of my finance classes. I don't know. I gotta figure that out. I got like till the end of this week to like find out. And it's just making me a little anxious because I'm gonna have to retake it in the fall. But like at the same time, I'm kind of like excited just to be out of school and to like enjoy the summer and kind of like hang out with friends and like experience new stuff. So like, I don't know, I'm kind of like taking the L gracefully. And like usually I'd be like freaking out and like be like, oh, I fucked up. But like now I'm just kind of like, ah, it's whatever. Like I'll just redo it, it's whatever. But besides that, I don't know. I'm pretty happy to be here today. Cause like, I was kind of just like not really doing anything else besides like hanging out at school when I was like, nah, I wasn't feeling that. So I was like, I came out today, I went to a protest. Like Palestine, like Fordham, it was pretty interesting to like experience, which was cool. But then like the WU,
yeah,
which I was like, that's fire, because I was like, bro, thanks for like bringing me some.
Well, I didn't know you failed.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, he wouldn't have liked you if he knew.
Like, go study his shit. Yeah, welcome.
Thanks for being
here. Thank you.
Hi guys, I'm Danny, I'm an artist. This week, I have kind of mixed feelings. I feel like everything in my life is going really well. I have so much to look forward to, so much I care about, but I'm like around a person that I care about a lot, and in this person, things like might not be going as well. So I kind of feel like I have to like hold back on being excited and happy. And it's one of those things where you kind of like, if you're holding back on expressing that, you actually hold back on feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like not feeling as happy and excited as like I know I'm supposed to be. And as much as like as would come naturally, like I literally feel myself like suppressing my own joy, and that's like really tough. But like sometimes it's like an expression of love, but like I definitely don't wish that was the case right now, you know. And then also, very sorry, but does anybody have Zin or like? Thank you guys.
Real quick question. So you're trying to not be excited around somebody because they get shitty when they're excited?
No. I'm like, I see somebody else in my life that you know I care about that I think is like just experiencing a lot of hardship and you don't want to like get in somebody's face and be like, yo, like I'm loving life, like I'm super excited, everything's good. So I'm like, yeah, you get it. And suppressing that, I'm like, I'm not even actually loving life. But like, I can.
Can it be like a transmutation of that love that you have for your life into just holding space for the other person? And so you're not suppressing that. You're just like, I'm going to put this love and, you know, vivacity I have and put it into just sending love to you. And the love that they need is like not, you know, the big exuberant joy you have.
Yeah, I think it's so, what you're saying is totally makes sense to me. And I've definitely been trying a lot of different things, but it's tricky, you know? I feel like sometimes in order to just like run free, that is just like, taking space from, you know, a person or some people or whatever, but like I'm talking about a person that I care about, so I'm like trying not to do that, but it's, you know, I don't know, I gotta figure it out.
Yeah. Well, it's good to also have like other places for the happiness, right?
Yeah, so yeah.
You can get it out.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but also you can be happy without showing it, like without expressing it. because this person, I guess, is very sensitive right now, so like, you could just not show it in front of them, but you could still be happy in your own head.
Yeah, I just feel like for me, sometimes being happy, it's like, it's a very action-oriented thing of like, oh, I got all this energy, like, I'm going to hit the town, I'm going to like, you know, I'm going to throw a brunch, you know?
you know what, actually...
Invite them. That's what you got to do.
Like, can you do stuff for them?
But it's like, yeah, it's...
What's making you really happy right now?
That's a good question. So last week I came here and I was like, I'm trying to get a new studio. It still hasn't happened, but it's like, everything that I asked for got approved and stuff. So now I'm just like, tomorrow morning, I'm 99% sure this is gonna work, but like tomorrow morning I'm getting word about if I can get insurance on the place. And that's like the last thing I need, because it's just like, one of those very illegal places, you know, so it's like you really have to get insurance. And if that happens, then it just feels like the start of kind of a new chapter, like
creative space.
Yeah, it's really ideas. Cool. Yeah, I found a place that I can see myself being at for a while.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know, it's a relationship. Yeah,
I appreciate it. Wrong way.
What rubs the wrong way?
How could you be happy right now? Like,
exactly.
Doesn't really sound like
makes sense. I think you could express your go for a bike ride, and then like you could yell whatever express your happiness while you're on the bike ride.
Exactly.
Do that.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll take my wins. I'll take my private wins.
Yeah. All right.
Rob.
I have the shirts.
Oh.
I have the self screening lined up. Cool. Now I need is the logos, but like database is down, so they're getting it.
Let's go. Yay. Tell you about it.
Yeah, go Rob.
Fuck yeah.
Hi. So the thing I would love to hear some enlightenments about, if anyone has. Is something I've been experiencing in the past few moments, where I see a lot of polar truths, where I can totally identify, I know one truth as real, but then because I open myself to see other truths, I can see other truths, and they kind of not go together, at least not in the form of any form that is not an actual conversation in real life. Other than that, it's kind of not going. When in real life it goes like, I know that I can have my story and you can have your story, and it doesn't, me understanding you have your story doesn't get my story less real, less true. The opposite, that's the first step to understand each other, is like, I feel you. It's real, it's valid. My story is valid too. But then something about like I'm just, I don't know what to do with those emotions where I know some people really feel like that's the story and some people feel like this is the story, and I see both and I'm like, both are happening. And can we meet in the middle? Like, can we see that both of them can align? Because now I'm so over it. I feel so desperate, not
We're
desperate,
all over
but
it.
Like, I'm so sad that people are just kind of really polarizing it as if like it's either it's like this or that, it's us or them, it's da da da. When the truth is, whoever, like, I saw something really inspiring where someone, a Palestinian guy that I went to see his movie, we talked at the end of the movie, he hugged me and he's like, oh, you're from Israel, you're from our land. You're like, we are from the same land. This is our land. And that was it. This is it. Like, anyone who says, you should go, you've never been here, like, doesn't get the point of true getting somewhere. So I would love to hear your opinions about truths that happen to be so polarizing when the actual truth is both.
Right. So I guess the answer to this is just to, like, to not give much. But, well, at the same time, there can be the topics that are really serious that you should really, you know, like, pay attention to. But just do not take close to yourself, whether you see the both sides, right? Like, just try to, like, let it go. Otherwise, you may go crazy.
Yeah.
It depends how much it mm-hmm. kind of, like, how serious that is to you, how much it, I don't know, like that.
It's kind of existential.
Yeah.
It's kind of touching that point where there's my life as a person, which is great, and then mm-hmm. it's like my existence in the world is a, I hate to see people talk about it like that, as if there's good and evil. There is, to an extent, of course there is evil acts. But yes, I feel like very being put in a group that I'm not in, I'm not evil.
Right.
Why are you anti me?
It's a little bit, not even a little bit, but confusing.
I mean, I'll say, like, from my experience in conversations, you would be surprised at how much people can agree upon. I feel like I, like, without getting, like, too deep into my own personal experiences, like, you know, I went to, like, Hebrew school and shit, mm-hmm. not, like, for day school, but, like, on Sundays when I was a kid, and I was, you know, told a lot of things from a young age that, you know, that I just kind of accepted as my truths, you know? And so when seeing those truths challenged, it felt very, very personal initially. And the more that I talked to people around me, just like as I was like being just exposed to new ideas and learning, the more that I realized none of this conversation is actually as personal as it may feel or as people may want you to think, and that, like, if we're able to just, like, see each other's perspectives here, I'm so sorry, if we're able to see each other's perspectives here, it's like, I don't know a person that stands for the loss of innocent life, you know, and, like, and, you know, the more that I've spoken to people around me, the more that, like, I feel like ideas that I grew up very opposed to, for lack of a better word, or not really, mm-hmm. like ideas that I grew up just not even being exposed to, they stop feeling so scary. And mm-hmm. and yeah, I sorry if I'm like kind of rambling, but
yeah.
but I think it's very easy for people to agree upon just like humanity, and if you lead with the love for that, you'll kind of find your way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think these are all the systems of
older systems of beliefs that to make sense of humanity. They now this like more modern, like a Palestinian is more than a Palestinian. He can also be American, like depends on where he goes. And so like in terms of like national identity is very fluid, and like Israeli is, can also be American. So I think it also goes back to the categories. So like you think because something is labeled under one category, you think they're all the same, but actually they're very different. So I think like it's like go back to the how categories affect our psychology, and creating prejudice and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's very simple things that lead to very big things.
I know I'm like saying so many words, but like I think that the real point that I'm just trying to say is like the it feels to me like the media or like social media or like a lot of people want you to believe that you know that protesters, for example, like are anti-Jewish or that like, and it's just like it's there's a lot of fear mongering happening, and in the same way, like I get what you're saying, where like I think that what each of these sides actually wants is just like being so distorted, and the common person is just not an extremist. Like the common person just like wants you know people to be free, you know, and that's not such a scary idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for trusting us with this. I like the idea of truth because I think people that think they bear the truth and they have the authority to speak the truth, especially when they have never been to the region in which they're bearing that truth, is a very dangerous territory. And that's on, if we can even say sides, because there's only one side, which is humanity.
Mm.
So I don't think there is any real side, and all borders are fake. So we can't like pinpoint one border and say like those populations and those people are fake on either side, because that argument is being made across the board. And we are on stolen land right now, the Nisenan nation. And most of us here do not bear the genetic heritage of the land in which we are. We've been displaced, we've been moved. We live in a modern context that has been completely abstracted from any kind of national creed or, you know, legitimacy, except maybe like truly indigenous people, which I don't know if any of us are, but it's, I think we can all agree that there are people suffering around us, and it's, you know, a terrible thing, and that's the truth, you know. I think the truth is the suffering,
mm-hmm.
and then the other truth is that maybe we are not suffering, and I think to appropriate the suffering of other people can be a dangerous thing unless you're truly amplifying that person's voice and amplifying their stake.
Otherwise it's just noise.
Otherwise it's just noise, and probably a lot of us are experiencing a lot of that noise, but I also agree there's a lot of just mischaracterization, and I think we should just have honest conversations with each other, you know,
yeah.
And not necessarily in group settings, but like on person-to-person settings, because that's where like understanding is most found.
Right.
Sorry.
That's
good.
Guess you.
Hi. I'm new here, so I'm still trying to suss out like what's going on. Got it.
Welcome to
me. Mm-hmm. Hi. What's your name?
Rob.
Hi. I'm a painter and sculptor, and I'm really grateful to be here, and like thank you everyone for like sharing and being so vulnerable and open, and like I don't know, everyone that talked, I can find something that's mirroring something in me that I can relate to or that I can like draw from, so thank you for that. I don't know what to share. Been dealing with a lot of bureaucracy, so it's been kind of hard to focus on making any work, or you know, but recently I've been like feeling the spring a little bit, like feeling a little bit refreshed and more inspired, and yeah, just trying to take it slow with myself and trying to accept that if this is a period of just like filling up, then that's fine and that's what it is, and letting that be, and you know, trusting I know I can trust myself enough to return to the physical making of it when it's right. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Hi, my name is Joel. I'm visiting from Germany. This is my first time in New York, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm also super, super lucky to be here. I feel like it's such a cool space, and I love seeing this kind of stuff. I think one like thought that I've been having, like one experience that I've been having these last couple of weeks and months, is I've been reading a lot about like being in the present moment, and kind of like, I think we're all such thinkers, and we think so much like throughout the day, and we kind of like go on these like multi-level dimensions of thoughts, and this means that, and this like kind of layers up on top of each other, and I've kind of experienced recently kind of zooming out of these thoughts that I've been having, and just like being fully present in the moment, and it's like such an emancipatory and such a like beautiful, beautiful feeling that like has been giving me such an amazing space to like be creative as well. And I read that, like, I didn't read it, but I also experienced it like that. I feel like sometimes we kind of identify with our thoughts and the things that we think, and sometimes they're scary, and sometimes, you know, they're like not. But I feel like if it's been my experience, kind of zooming out and more identifying with like the room in which the thoughts kind of take space to manifest, has been a beautiful experience for me and a thrill. Yeah, wanted to share that.
Thank you.
Kim?
I'm happy to be here from the North End. I'm Kim. And just one thing I want to underline is by us choosing to be artists or creators, one by another, I want to say we already won. I don't want to say there's something to win, but it's a really conscious choice. And that happens every day and in so many moments within the day, and it doesn't make things easier, and we know. But I believe in the brain of scale, and we are great.
Real quick, who's this?
Ben.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we should talk after this.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay. Hi, my name is Lucien. It's my first time here. I'm still trying to suss everything out, but this seems very cool. I was at just like a spot that I hang out at, and I got a call from James, and he was like, "Where you at? I'm here." I was like, "We weren't gonna link today, I'm downstairs, I'm taking a shit." And he was like, "I'm taking you to that STP meeting." I'm like,
I stole their charger.
Yeah, he stole my phone charger, so I came here to get it.
It's a good time.
This is amazing. I'm 18, I'm a senior in high school, I'm an artist. I've been working as an artist since I was pretty young. I feel like I've been just like growing up in the city in a constant meat grinder since I was a little kid. And yeah, I'm really feeling that this week. I got a full scholarship to go to art school next year. So I got to go to CalArts, but I've just been like, it's just been really intense. I need to like maintain my grades, and I have like a show coming up, and I need to pay rent, and I have like all these responsibilities just like stacking on top of each other. And I know that it's healthy to like take a break from like creating work and everything, but like was said earlier in this meeting, like we kind of work to live, so it's still like a 9-to-5. And like, I feel like my life is just constantly a 9-to-5, you know, it's a 0-to-24, whatever the fuck we call it. And yeah, I feel fucking crazy. But yeah, life is crazy, life is chaos. It's very hard to have like, you know, a healthy, stable lifestyle when I'm juggling all of these things, and it's really difficult. But, and it feels really good to admit that, because I don't admit that a lot. You know, I very rarely admit it to myself. I kind of need to maintain this facade of like, everything is fine, like all the fucking time, when in reality, like, I can't really like, let myself rest, you know? And yeah, I'm tired as shit. I need to write an essay after this, and then I need to finish this painting, which is 4 by 6 feet. I need to finish the flyer, fucking et cetera. You guys know how it goes. But I'm really happy to be here. James, thank you for stealing my charger.
We're here for you anytime.
Yeah.
Keep coming back.
What's your shirt from?
Oh, this is from Dongfeng.
I'm gonna need charger by the chance tonight.
I feel like I've been,
I was so deeply on the same kind of shit for like a while, no apartment and just like grinding constantly. And then I left to go home to Australia for 2 months. I was in West Africa and in Australia, and there was like, I'm from like a farm in Australia, and that was nothing. And it was actually like so tough to be able to adjust to that. And I went with my girlfriend that's like grown up in a city, and she like really struggled to adjust to that. But once I've been here for like 4 years, like on that kind of grind, and I went back for 2 months and like reset, and it felt really fucking good to like learn how to do nothing and learn how to spend like a whole day just like walking through the house and then like going outside and walking around like a field, and that's it. But then I had to paint a whole exhibition in Australia, and then I shipped that from Australia to here for an exhibition that I was supposed to install today. And customs held it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And it, what? I realized pretty much the day before yesterday that it wasn't coming. So it was straight back to that like insane grind of like waking up at 7 a.m. on phone calls to DHL, immigration, all this shit, until like midnight, preparing like spare works from like around the city to accumulate to then curate into a new show and provide like a PDF and switch the PDF. And who I was working with, friend of Danny's, who did an amazing job helping, you know, us get it together and switch it up. But it's just kind of straight back into that thing of like realizing 2 days ago, going like, I have to figure out a different way to do this whole exhibition, but then just getting it done and just doing it, and there's not really any other option really, so kind of back in it, but everything's good. But I will say, like, if you're going to ship anything anywhere, like 2 weeks at least. Yeah. They held my shit. They were supposed to hold my shit for a day. They held my shit for like 5 days.
Mm-hmm. So, do you still have work up?
Set it up about 4 hours ago.
Oh my god.
Oh, wow. But yeah, customs, watch out.
Hunter, open tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Open tomorrow, yeah.
Damn. Oh, I did it.
How long were you guys in Australia for?
I was there for 2 months.
It was amazing.
Nice.
Really good. Nice. How do you speak such clear English as well?
I grew up in an English setting, okay. So I went to school speaking English. Yeah.
Very beautiful accent. Yeah.
I never said setting.
I don't hear it myself, so.
I'm glad you guys like it. Dean?
Hey. Dean. Hi.
Hello.
Dean.
So, hi. Yeah, I was having a good morning this morning.
Yeah, I was watching a little bit of South Park. It made me laugh. I love watching that. Just, you know, I was having a little, like, some coffee, mushroom. I don't normally drink coffee, but I have mushroom coffee. It gives me energy, it makes me chill. Then I was getting ready to meet my friend, James. And then I'm out the door, everything's perfect. I'm gonna be on time. And what happens, and people that I know in my building is like calling me about some beef, about some nonsense. And I'm like, oh no, this is not gonna be good. I just knew it, and I was right. And it just delayed me like 30 minutes, like having a discussion about where I was, blah, blah, blah. Like, you smell me? Who cares? But, you know. Mm-hmm. I have to explain, you know, just too much authority, just makes my head hurt. So I was late to meet my friend James, you know, and it's just like, oh, I felt like shit on the bus. I was like, just think about just bad stuff, you know, just when you feel angry, just everything just rains on you. But I got a nice text from somebody that I was talking to at a gala, you know, a couple weeks ago, and it's nice that person remembered me. It was really nice, and it made me feel good again. And I still got late, but I try to be positive. Positive point of the story is, you know, there are good things, although there's bad things sometimes. You just gotta keep the good with the bad.
What's up, y'all? I'm Landon. I'm crawling out of a whole like a month of hard work. I kind of relate to what's been talked about tonight, but I don't know. I like trying to rest as well, but then I also recently got a new commission for like a ton of pieces, and they want it done in like 3 months, and like, I'm probably about to just jump back in the ring. Just gonna be fun. I don't know. That's also a good thing because I went through like a pretty slow year last year, so it's kind of good to be back in the groove of things, I think. Yeah.
I'm Noah. Not much new to report. My play opens next Wednesday. Off Broadway. Super excited about it. Just gearing up for that. We go into tech on Monday, so totally new experience for me. Never done anything like that, so I'm pumped for it. It's gonna be good. And then the last thing is I submitted a proposal to secure a new gallery/office/studio space in the Lower East Side, and I'll hear back either tomorrow or the next day on if it goes through. Really hoping it does, because I can't wait to do so many cool things with the STP community. But other than that, yeah, things are good. I can't complain. I like being busy. I like moving around, hustling, taking phone calls, doing all that shit that I dreamed about doing at 17, you know, in New York. So I think that that's like the thing too. I think I have like this constant Midwest perspective of everything, which is like, it is like these rose-colored glasses that I wear. It's like I get to fucking be here and like hustle and like do the thing that I've always wanted to do. And so it's like when it's stressful and whatever, I can literally just like put my headphones in, go for a walk and be like, but I get to do it here? It's crazy. I mean, I just love it. I love it. All the stress, all the fucking chaos, it's everything I wanted. So things are good.
Hey, my name's Maya. I've been doing a lot of website maintenance on the website, and I'm like really not technologically inclined, so it looked really bad, but it was kind of on Sirius, so that like made it better, but now it looks like purposefully bad and very funny and silly, and it's
perfect,
everything
sense.
I wanted to be. There's like GIFs everywhere. It's terrible. I love it. Hey, it's very hard to use.
Wix? Wix or Squarespace?
Oh, I've been using like, WordPress.
WordPress. Oh, that's like the top one.
Drop the win.
I love it. No.
GodWithABlogComplex.com.
Oh. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're back.
All right.
I'm Allie. I feel like the past few times I've been here, I'm always like, I don't really know that I have anything in particular to say. It's exciting hearing what everyone else has to say. But that got me thinking about, especially with people who are here for the first time, some of the first couple times I attended. And I remember one instance in particular I had something to say, and it was at the beginning of this persona work that I started about 6 or 7 months ago. And at that point, that was the first time I had shared that I was making my work through this persona, which is definitely more so a piece of myself than a made-up character. But just reflecting back on that and where I was then, and thinking about all of the work in different mediums I've made now is really exciting. And just to kind of see like where I projected you know, myself to be at that point, I wasn't so sure, but it really kind of like opened up the floodgates for making a ton of work. And I'm hoping that by this summer, maybe I'll be really excited to share some of that with all of you.
The work is amazing.
What kind of work is it?
I'm working on a zine. I paint, I draw, I do video work, I do film work.
Cool.
It's something I kind of want to be presented as a collection, kind of Mike Kelly exhibition style.
Cool.
Work.
Yeah, I'm like totally cool.
Yeah. All right, cool. Is there anybody else?
What?
I think that's it. All right, everybody, good job.
Thanks, guys. Let's put your chairs away. And see you next Wednesday.
Harry.
Well, I will. Play. Cool.